Chet and Ballsy Daily. With material from Chet and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf and stuff they could never get away with on the air, listener discretion is advised. Yeah, the boss told me to say that.
Welcome to the podcast. Yeah, huge podcast.
Did we pay
Chet
for that intro?
Daily podcast.
Did we pay for that intro?
Should.
Oh, that's awesome.
Pay me a lot
that
for sound, that intro.
Is like, you know, there's some iconic songs like Hockey Night in Canada, dun, 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 Entertainment Tonight, The Price is Right. That's going to go down in the annals right there. Do it again.
Chet and Ballsy podcast. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I think it's good.
That's good.
It's going to stick around.
It's a podcast 11. I'll tell you what, celebratory times around here. I never thought we'd make 3. We made 11. Because you and I, we kind of veer off and forget to do things.
A little bit.
So 11's a big deal for us.
How's your weekend?
Well, you know what? Not too bad. I ran for the first time in 2 years.
Yeah.
You can't run away from your problems.
Yeah.
I did that.
Were you listening to Flock of Seagulls while you did it?
Nope. I was listening to a little bit of Metallica. And then I thought, geez, there's a new podcast to listen to.
So you listened to yourself?
I listened to my own podcast.
Right.
And then I listened to us.
That seems egotistical.
Yeah, it was, rather. But you got to keep pushing yourself and pushing yourself. So I did that. And I went to the Ken Goff Memorial Boxing Classic, 25th annual. It's a really good night. I wanted to give a shout out to George Goff, who has been in boxing for 61 years. Think of all the young kids, boys and girls that he has helped and shaped their lives.
Right.
So he went into the Boxing Hall of Fame. They honored him at that event. Yeah, it was a really good event. Pat Fiacco and the gang put on there. So it was good. What'd you do?
I was at Lowe's on Saturday
morning.
I was on location and actually it inspired me. So I bought a patio set. And then, so now you know it's going to rain, as we were talking about that earlier. I put up edging around the yard, did some yard work. Yesterday, I painted the deck.
What is going on with you? You're a big yard guy. I want to get to one thing about your yard in a second, but isn't it ridiculous how much people spend on patio sets?
It can be a lot.
Lot.
Actually, Lowe's had really good deals.
No, they have good deals, but I'm saying...
No, it can be pretty insane sometimes.
Like, you got to admit, we're in radio. We're not bottom of the barrel, but we're close to bottom of the barrel when it comes to wages. Mm. You're looking around, you're going like, who spends that kind of money to put outside for 4 months?
Yeah, they spend more money on their outside furniture than I do on my inside furniture. And usually my inside furniture becomes my outside furniture because...
Now, you know me. I'm a grass guy. Like, I go...
Yeah, you smoke it all the time.
I go north and south. I go diagonally. I go east and west. I never cut it the same way.
Right, yeah.
And I'm big watering. I'm edging and all that stuff. You're getting into that now, I hear? I hear, like, grass is becoming important for
I've
you now.
I've started to care a little bit about the health of my grass. Mm-hmm. And the back, not so much, because we have a dog.
Right.
The back grass is screwed.
Yeah, that's fine.
The front, yeah, I'm a little bit like, we should do something with this. Really spruce it up out
here. Curbside appeal.
Yeah, a little bit. Or just not looking like something out of Green Acres is
I just don't like people getting too close to my grass. Like, I don't like them walking by it. I don't like them parking by it.
Yeah.
When people pull up near my house, I turn the sprinklers on.
You're Clint Eastwood, Grant. You're,
get off of my lawn.
Yeah.
Try it, punk.
I hate it.
So what do I have to do to make my lawn healthy? What do? Fertilize
it? Yeah, sheep manure.
Yeah.
Sheep manure?
It's going to be sheep?
Get the sheep manure. I got some farm fertilizer I've used, but I use the grass seed.
This is already boring me.
I know. I can't see
I shouldn't have even asked.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even know why I did.
It's Chet and Ballsy Daily.
North End issues. If you live in Regina, and you live, I mean anywhere really, you're going to run into these problems. The North End maybe especially, I find that there are things to get, like a lot of my friends live in the East End,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them live in White City,
mm-hmm.
and I find that I'm caught in the situation of just being too lazy to go visit them, ever, because I live in the North End. And then on the weekend, the ultimate issue.
What?
Milky Way.
Ooh.
You hit that moment when you just go, it's hot out. Is it worth the drive all the way to Vic to get Milky Way? Or do I settle?
Does your daughter, Layla, know about Milky Way?
Now she does.
Oh, it's her first time.
Because we did not settle and we went to Milky Way.
Okay.
And it was lined the F up.
Yeah.
Like, brutal.
And I know
which we expected.
And I know how you deal with lines.
Mm. Yeah, I'm very patient all the time in lines.
So what'd you get?
Nothing.
Yeah, right. You got nothing.
I got nothing.
Got nothing.
I'm watching my weight a little bit.
Oh,
right now.
You drove. I don't care if you're watching your weight. You drove
no,
to
again,
Milky Way.
North Ender issue.
You spent gas and time and waited in a line. You got to the front and you didn't get ice cream.
North Ender issue. Because it was full there. You couldn't sit anywhere. And you don't want to be the Gomer sitting in your vehicle eating ice cream. So you don't want it. It'll melt by the time you get back. And they pile the ice cream way high in those cups of Milky Way.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to kind of eat as you go. You got to get on that ice cream as soon as you grab it, right?
Right.
You can't let it. You can't hold it all the way back to the North End. So I drove while everybody else ate their ice cream. I thought I was being very nice.
Well, it was nice.
Yeah.
But how did you draw the short straw?
It's kind. It. Yeah. I mean, because I'm fat. It's kind of like this. This is kind of how it was. It's kind of like saying, it's kind of like taking Andy Dick to the liquor store and telling him not to buy anything.
Yeah. Like, give me a break. So what did you do to treat yourself when you got back to the North End?
Cried. Sobbed in my room silently.
You didn't drink beer or light up a cigar or
no.
Go barbecue something for yourself?
No,
really?
Didn't do anything.
That is unbelievable. You didn't get a lick from somebody?
No. Nothing.
You didn't reach back into the back seat to Ron, the father-in-law, and say, give me a lick of your maple walnut?
First off, that would have been weird. I would have probably taken ice cream from my daughter. Thanks. But no, I didn't. No, nothing. I'm a good boy, man.
And the daughter didn't reach across and say, Dad, would you like a lick of my ice cream?
Yes, she did.
And you didn't.
And I didn't. Yep.
What is wrong with you?
I have no idea.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
This is beer drinking weather. Yesterday was so nice sitting out on the patio.
28 today.
Mark Heisey from Rebellion Brewing with us. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm great. It's always a great day at Regina.
You're up at 6 o'clock today. What the hell are you doing up so early?
Well, the beer doesn't make itself. So, you know, we gotta get up early and make the beer so that everyone can enjoy it, you know, later in the afternoon on that, that sun hits in the patio there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. First off, congrats to the bronze medal at the 2018 World Cup, Beer World Cup for Flanders Sour Ale. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was a pretty big surprise. Yeah. I pretty much did a victory lap around the house when I got the news about it on Thursday night. And yeah, it's a pretty big deal. It's kind of the Beer Olympics. It only happens every 2 years. There's just over 8,000 entries. So
Do you have to train for that? Like the Olympics? Do you have to train?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, the beer that we won with, I've been making that exact beer since 2007. So yeah, I've been practicing that one for a while.
That's cool. So how did you come up with that flavor?
It sounds super nerdy, but a ton of research, ton of practice, ton of trial and error. It's been taking me 11 years, and I guess I finally won an award.
He had a good question for you.
Yeah, I want to know, Mark Heisey from Rebellion Brewing, why would a person drink a sour beer?
Yeah, sour beer sounds pretty awful. And when you do get unintentional sour beers, yeah, they are disgusting. Actually, my wife and I were talking about it last night. She said a lot of them just tasted really pukey until I tasted yours. So, there's some bad ones out there. But anyways,
yours is not a bad one.
If you intend to make a good sour beer, they're delicious. We were kind of talking earlier about the sour candies, that kind of stuff. Yeah, delicious stuff.
That's why candies are usually sweet. I like the sour ones.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's why we try to make a little something for everybody. Some like sweet, some like sour. Hey, we got something for everybody.
Yeah, I like sour beers. They've got that kick and they're great for summer too. When we're talking about patio beers, that's a good one.
So do you think a medal like this propels you guys even bigger? Like when you started, how many employees did you guys have?
Well, one, I guess, or zero, because we weren't paid at the time.
Yeah. now we're 20. Up to 20. So, like, does this propel you further when you win a medal like this at the Beer Olympics?
I think so. You know, we got a ton of thanks, ton of congratulations. It just kind of validates what we're doing. You know, the best validation is that, we sell our beer only in Saskatchewan, and we sell every drop we make, and we make it as fast as we can. So that was already pretty good validation. This is just the cherry on top.
Mark Heisey from Rebellion Brewing, and you're right. I mean, you guys have become a brand. That's what's so crazy about this. It's really nuts, right? Did you expect it to get this big this quick?
No, I had no idea. I knew I was going to make sour beer, and I thought me and my nerdy friends would geek out on it, and everyone else would turn up their noses. But yeah, we're selling tons of it.
And that's the thing, too. Like, in order to make sour beer, we were talking about this before. It's a risky beer to make.
Yeah, it can infect your whole brewery, and then you get those unintentional sour beers that aren't good, and they take a long time. It's about a 1 to 2 year commitment. So the one that we won the medal for, we won't have any more of it out until next fall. So gonna have to wait until you can get that one. But we do have some other sour beers.
So are the Olympics in the same spot every year? Or they move around like these Olympics. You have to bid on them to come to, like, you ever have
2018 beer.
Yeah, you actually could, you know. Yeah. It was in Nashville this year, and yeah, it does move around. I think it's going to be in, well, they won't have the awards next year, but the conference is in San Antonio next year. So
you never went to get the medal. Like, what the hell? You're too busy to go to Nashville?
Yeah, we were planning to go this year, and you know, we're too busy. We really are making so much beer right now, it's insane.
Well, I want to know, before you go, Mark Heise from Rebellion Brewing, I want to know, what beer for you is perfect on a 28 degree day like today?
Well, I already know I'm looking forward to having some of our Blast Off Pilsner. We just launched that about a month ago.
Okay.
It's about 4.8%. It's not your typical wimpy Pilsner.
Right.
It's a real, what we call a craft Pilsner. So it's got lots of nice German hops in it.
Right.
Again, that kind of crisp, refreshing, awesome beer. Awesome, yeah. Awesome beer.
All right. And if you had to give credit to any other beer out there, what is it? Like something from outside of your company.
Outside of the company?
Yeah.
What else am I really digging these days? I had the Nokomis Golden Ale is another really awesome, yeah. Nice light beer. And actually, we've got their Nokomis Summer Sour Beer. So
really?
It's kind of like a nice lemonade, tart lemonade flavor. It's wicked.
Oh, wow. That's near my hometown of Lanigan, too. So I got a special spot for
Nokomis. I know you're a bronze medalist and everything. That's good. But your popularity is going to just skyrocket after you spend 5 minutes with Chad and Ballsy.
I think so. It's an honor. It's an
all
honor
right.
to be here.
All you had right. no idea who the hell we were until you came on. That's good. It's good. Tell all your friends. We need all the help we can get.
Mark Heise from Rebellion Brewing, thanks for coming in, man. We appreciate it.
Awesome. It's been great.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I crap you not, a guy named Thor Klotz called into the show this morning and won tickets to Jimmy Carr by naming that famous laugh.
Good morning.
And that is your legit name.
That's your legit name, right?
That's what it says on my driver's license.
So do people ask you, like we did, is that your real name? How many times do you get that in a day?
A few times. As I get older, people just don't seem to care anymore.
I'd imagine you hate the Avengers.
Oh, I don't mind the Avengers.
Okay. You're embracing it. That's good.
A good, solid name. Okay, Thor, we're playing a game here to win Jimmy Carr tickets.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Carr is one of the most recognizable laughs in the industry, being, here, I'll play it for you in a second. Here, where is it? Come on, audio. So there it is, all right?
Yeah.
I want you to name these celebrity laughs. You need to get 3 of 5, and I think they're pretty decently easy, but we'll try it out, Thor. You ready?
I'm ready.
Laugh number one. Whose laughs are those?
I would say Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, very good.
Very good.
One of the best.
Good start, Thor.
In fact, people say that we are much like Beavis and Butthead here on this show. Mm-hmm. Try this one out, Thor. Do you know that one?
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Thor, right. You're off to a really good start.
Very quickly. Let's make it a little tougher here on this one. A little tougher. Do you know that one?
I'm going to go with 3 in a row here and say Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen!
Whoa!
Thor, amazing job.
Let's see if you can get all 5.
Okay, let's go for
it. Let's do it.
Let's go for a clean sweep. This one, one of the tougher ones. In fact, I think it's the toughest of all 5. You know that one?
I'll play it again for you. I'm going to say no on that.
Okay, well, let's play it again
one more time.
Give it a go. Okay. Now, think of this guy laughing, surrounded by his family in an upper-scale neighborhood in Los Angeles.
Right.
That he wouldn't normally fit into.
Right.
And he's got his uncle's family.
He's got a goofy friend, too.
Yeah. It's his aunt's family, actually.
Okay, here we go. Listen.
One more time. Anything, Thor?
I got nothing.
Okay. It's Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Will Smith. Oh, there we go.
Okay, and finally, give this one a go. You're going to get the prize anyway because you've done so well, but here we go. Do you know that one?
It sounds really, but I can't put a name to it.
Yeah, okay. So if you, which Office do you like? Which version? The UK or the American version?
The American version.
Okay, then you might not know Ricky Gervais' laugh.
Yeah.
But that's him right there.
There you go.
All right, congratulations, yeah. Thor. We're sending you off to Jimmy Carr at the Kinexus Arts Center.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Let's talk Mother's Day. It's coming up this weekend already, right?
What's that? You totally forgot?
I didn't totally forget. No, I didn't forget.
Bad news. She knows. Mm. Somehow she always knows.
That you forgot?
Yeah, she knows.
Oh.
Anyway,
crap.
Check this out. Here's what we're planning to do this Mother's Day. 76% of people are planning to buy their mom a gift, which is up from 70% last year. So more people want to buy their mom a gift this year, okay? Uh-huh. It's also way higher than Father's Day, where only 61% of people bought a present last year. So mom gets the gifts, dad gets, once again, shit. Like, dad
you
gets
know
nothing.
What, though? I get it now. What? Now that Callie's pregnant, and I see what you go through in pregnancy and that whole process... Guys are really scumbums. I mean, we got it pretty good.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I could just picture this now. It'd be nice. My son, I've been playing catch with him since he's five, okay? And you know Ethan, you're his other uncle,
yeah,
Chad.
Sure.
And Ethan's coming along pretty
good. I've met him once or twice.
Ethan's been coming along pretty good in football.
Yeah.
I can just see if Ethan does happen to make the CFL and scores his first ever touchdown, he's going to say, "Hi, Mom." That's what it always is. Hi, Mom. Why does Dad get the you-know-what end of the stick all the time? I don't get it.
Because you didn't go through any physical effort to bring them into this world. Well, you did.
Are you kidding
me? 30 seconds.
You kidding me? No, it was easily a minute and a half. It takes a minute to take your clothes off.
Yeah, that's true.
And that was a big deal.
Especially
that's the
socks are just tripping over yourself.
That was the very first. No, you can't do.
Leave the socks on.
You can't have sex with socks on. You look like a porn star. Especially those 80s ones with the red and blue stripes at the top.
Yeah, I feel like you've researched this.
No, that's what I heard. You told me, yeah, from your wild collection.
Yes, I did.
Chad invited me over once to watch the Flint Bones. I said, no, we can't. Okay. No, so like... And that's just the sound you made while watching it.
All right, let's go back to talking about moms.
Okay, let's do that. We're also planning to spend $30 more this year than we did last year. The average person spent $58 on Mother's Day last year, trying to spend $88 this year. That seems
low. How did it jump that high, though? Well, that's a big jump.
Well, inflation and stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
What do you get? Do you remember what you've ever gotten your mom? What's the best thing you got your mom for Mother's Day?
I think we got her a watch one year.
Did you?
I think so. I can't remember.
Buy mom clothes.
Maybe that was for Christmas.
Buy mom clothes. Go to Tanjay and pick her out something nice at Tanjay.
Get them a gift card. Because then they can pick out their own clothes. You don't buy them clothes.
Oh, no, I buy my mom
really?
Clothes. Oh, yeah.
I never buy women clothes. That is silly. I'll buy gift cards or something. Or you know what? Or you can buy like a day spa, like a day at the spa.
Yeah, that's the gift card. That's the gift card I get. If I get gift cards, you can't give a woman a gift card. That's boring. You got
to
put.
Then they get to pick the clothes they want.
No, you got to put.
I know, but look at me. Look at me. What do I know about clothes?
That's true. What you do is you take your woman on a little recon mission. You go out to the mall, and you take.
What would you like? Anyway, I'm not going to get you that right now.
No, but. You take her to, she says, oh, that looks good, that looks good. You do mental notes, and then you come back, and you get it. That's what you do. God, you're shitty.
That sounds like a lot of work. Way too much work. Gift card. That's it. Happy Mother's Day. Here you go.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
The Rocky tonight?
Sure.
The Winnipeg Blue Bombers?
No, Winnipeg Jets, man.
All right. Yeah.
Now, you got to be wrapped up in the whiteout.
Here's why I want there's only one reason why I might consider the Jets getting on side with the Jets, and that is just because I like Brian Munns, the voice of the Jets, and I want him to go on, and he would get a ring, right?
Well,
as a voice of the team,
I don't think he should. Okay.
He would.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, so I want him to have, I think that would be good for his
career. Well, I like Munsey. Started in Humboldt, went to PA.
But other than that, I don't like Winnipeg, and I don't like anything from Winnipeg. So why would I like the
Neil Young?
I like Neil Young. Okay.
Burton Cummings?
No, I don't like Burton Cummings.
No?
No. I'm not a big Guess Who guy. No. Can you name any, like...
Econoline Crush, aren't they from there? A couple of them are, I think.
Partially.
Yeah.
Kind of. Not really, though. They're actually...
somebody else from there?
Yeah, I'm sure somebody is. I don't know. They got like a million people there.
And then
50 people live in the rest of Manitoba.
Yeah, isn't that the weirdest province? They got like 790,000 in Winnipeg, and their population in Manitoba is 792,000. It's like everything else is a crap hole, and we'll live in Winnipeg.
But they are all cheering for the Jets right now, so I don't think the Jets are going to win it tonight.
Oh,
though.
It's over. It is over. So. They pumped Nashville right in Nashville, and they're going to come here. How about Lady Antebellum not knowing the national anthem?
Ooh, that was embarrassing.
That was embarrassing. If you're going to roll out the stars to sing the anthem, at least have them know the words.
Especially in Nashville.
Yeah.
I mean, that is Tennessee. Yeah. I mean, Nashville's a little bit more not as gun-toting as some parts of Tennessee, but you do not mess up the national anthem in the South.
I got to give you props, though. You know absolutely jack squat about sports, and you've picked Las Vegas all along, and you've picked Tampa, so you got two teams in. How are you doing in your draft?
I'm in third spot. Right now, Wolf Boy's in the lead, but he had a lot of Boston players on there.
Who do you got? Washington? You got Pittsburgh to beat Washington, though. That's what you had at the start of the series.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, but I
they're done tonight. I said at the start, and you know this, and you hate that I did this, but 3 months ago, at least 3 months ago, I said Winnipeg, Washington, Stanley Cup, Winnipeg wins in six. You remember that?
I do.
It's going to happen. It is going to happen.
We shall see.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.